Her footsteps marked the course path leading up to a small, roughed-up house at the edge of the world. It was an island in a sea of brown and green, the fingertip of civilization pushed up against the wilderness that lay beyond the guarded tree line. She gripped the straps of her hiking pack as she brushed her sandy brown hair aside and stepped towards the building. Her eyes glanced around at her surroundings before resting on a dark-haired figure sitting on a small stony ledge a few strides from the doorway. Dry grass crumpled underneath the girl's shoes as she approached.
"Hey, Ellie."
Noi looked up and smiled, a cigarette smoldering between their fingers.
"Hey."
She gave them a quick nod before they both turned around and stepped up to the wooden door that made the main entrance to the shelter. Putting her hands against the steel crash bar that felt 100 years old, she pushed. The chalk-colored walls were covered with scratched-up posters and edgy graffiti. Two old leather couches pushed against opposite corners of the room. There was a dim hallway leading into the rest of the shelter on the left wall. A small table with half-full bottles stood at the center of the room, one of them tipping over and rolling precariously towards the edge of the table as the remainder of its contents dripped onto the floor. Cave Town blasted softly from a speaker in the crowd of glass. On the couch next to Ellie was a chocolate-haired girl in a red sweater trying to put her contacts on. A pair of twin siblings on the couch opposite her, annoying each other while they played their Switch. A boy in a gray hoodie was lying on the floor next to the table.
"Oh, look who's finally here," Kim said.
Ellie smirked and threw her pack into the couch next to her, startling the other girls as she was about to put in her contact lens.
"Well, screw you too," Ellie replied. "What's up, Ash?"
The half-drunken boy on the floor simply nodded in response, met with a short chuckle from her. She scanned the familiar room. This residence, which she imagined to be someone's abandoned property that they had taken for themselves, was their own little outing. An idyllic escape from the smoke, noise, dirt, and concrete of that accursed city. This was a place where they could finally rest. However, its most exciting attribute was that it was near these Silence Patch woods, where strange creatures were rumored to roam. The perfect place for young, amateur cryptozoologists and ghost hunters to get themselves in trouble. Her eyes met the wall next to the twins. Pasted there was a chart with drawings of bizarre entities scattered all over it, a poster of a UFO with "I Want to Believe" written below, and another marked with "Save the Cryptids." It all made her chuckle fondly. Noi was always the most eccentric of the group when it came to the supernatural. Footsteps thudded on the gray linoleum floor coming down from the hallway, and a tall 19-year-old peeked into the room with a cup of iced tea in hand. He scanned the room and smiled.
"Good to see everyone's already here."
He greeted Ellie with a pat on the head, sitting on the edge of the couch as he checked up on how she was doing. Micah was a true dad friend, which was fitting being that he was also the most senior member of the group. After a short conversation and a very dad-like admonishment of Z and Hal's arguing, he was back down the hallway to get more drinks. The brown-haired girl sighed and shuffled off her jacket. Without a word, she stood up and walked over to the door again, pulling it open and meeting the world outside. Noi turned around and smiled as she approached and sat down, cigarette in hand.
"Got an extra?"
They were smoking on small rocks at the edge of the world. Noi tore the cigarettes from their lips, watching it burn into a stub into their fingers, and smothered it against the rough surface they sat on. An exhale, the smell of sulfur and nicotine. Their short black hair swished as they turned to face Eli. "Like a raven's hair," she thought.
"Excited?"
"Sort of. I know you are."
Noi chuckled.
"Tonight's gonna be the night. I can feel it," they said.
"Sure you do."
Eli grinned, receiving a half-annoyed punch to the shoulder in response. She nearly laughed out the smoke in her lungs.
You said that you'd be clinging to my shoulder by midnight.
She rolled her eyes.
$10. Deal.
Noe smiled. Eli's phone flashed. 10:02, in bold white letters, perceiving through the darkness of the living room. Her other hand gripped a flashlight. Noe was at the front of the group next to Micah, going on and on about the guidelines, what to do, what not to do, how to prevent getting lost, and other things along that same line. Small containers to collect samples, gloves, a magnifying glass, a flashlight, a compass, and a pair of binoculars made up the group's equipment. Their phones would be their cameras and audio recorders. Noise, in particular, acting as their logbook. To protect themselves from bandits or whatever else they might find out in the verdant dark. They also carried retractable batons and pocket knives. They were on the hunt. The door behind them shut with a firm thud. Ellie stuffed her phone hand into her jacket, the grip around her flashlight tightening. A soft, chilly breeze blew across the grass and made her shiver. The only other sound being dirt crushed under the rubber heels of their sneakers as the group walked towards the black wall of the trees. There was a full moon shining in the sky, like a dim lantern guiding them forward in a pitch-black cave, enabling them to make their way across the field without tripping or stepping on a snake. On the other side of the building was a floodlight, soaking its portion of the field in a massive wave of light, acting as a visual guide once they gathered enough evidence and needed to return. Ellie stared down at the dimly lit ground, one sneaker in front of the other, before the footsteps around her stopped. Looking up, she realized they were already at the forest's border. The trees looked so much bigger in the dark. The girl shuddered as she turned her flashlight on like the rest of the group did. There was a dreadful pit in her stomach, like she was entering the threshold of something horrible, with no coming back. The same feeling as entering the operating room for surgery, or about to confess to a crime in front of one's parents. She felt like she was trespassing on a forbidden or sacred area, breaking into an abandoned church and trampling on its nave. The branches of the foreboding oak trees that arched overhead being the rib vaults of these hollow hills. A friendly hand nudged her.
You're with me. Z and Hal, go with Micah. Kim and Ash, you know what to do.
Christ, she forgot. We're splitting up.
The beam of her flashlight cut through the darkness, shining on old tree trunks and the thick undergrowth of the woodland depths. Noi was already starting to walk ahead of her, their own flashlight dancing with hers. With a sigh, she took a step forward. The only sounds this deep into the forest were the shifting of their sneakers to the forest floor, the gentle shake of the night wind through the tree leaves, and the distant chirping and hooting of unseen birds. Two teenagers, one with short black hair and long brown hair, walked through the pitch-black depths. Ellie shivered. Sometimes she saw what looked like a shadowy figure staring from behind the thick trees, but shining her flashlight on it revealed it to be a kind of brush or branch. But that feeling of unease never subsided, especially now that the pair were so far from the rest of the group. Noise stopped dead in their tracks, causing Ellie to nearly slam right into them.
What's the holdup? I think I found something.
Their voice nearly wavered by the end of the sentence, a mixture of fear and excitement. Ellie felt her stomach drop as her gaze followed theirs. Noi slowly stepped forward, keeping their flashlight dead ahead onto the tree in front of them. Jutting out of it was a large gray claw, like an oversized thorn, shining with keratin, with small barbs running along its length on both sides. It was as if it had been smashed into the tree like a pickaxe and ripped out forcefully. Following its angle was a gash in the tree trunk that exposed the raw heartwood beneath, the shriveled pieces of bark rotting around the roots planted in the ground.
Oh my God, Ellie sputtered. Keep your light on,
She did as they asked, illuminating the wounded plant as Noi fumbled around to put their glove on. They slowly approached the tree, stepping on the ancient roots and tightly gripping the claw's base. One forceful pull freed the alien talon from its prison of wood with a small pop noise. The pair stared in shock at it, its features reminding her of shark teeth that wildlife experts would wave around on TV all the time, or a fossilized tooth in a dinosaur documentary. But she was sure it didn't belong to either of those.
"Looks like it's been here a few weeks. That's my guess, at least. That's my guess, at least. That doesn't make it any less creepy."
Noi looked up at her, brown eyes peering from under her black cap. They slowly chuckled in disbelief.
"I told you tonight was the night."
They turned to look at the tree again, the beam of their light dancing across the forest floor for a moment as they did. Noi stuffed the claw into her pack before having a double take. Something in the corner of her eye, their flashlight flicked from the bark down to the earth again, and their eyes widened into saucers.
"Oh my God."
Ellie walked over to look.
"What is it?"
Imprinted onto the soil was a set of massive footprints leading into the darkness beyond. Noi looked back with a dumbfounded smile. Ellie didn't even resist when they grabbed her wrist and pulled her further into the dense woodland, knowing there would be no stopping her excited companion with such a discovery. It was better to go in together, rather than risk Noi prancing around giddily in the area farthest from civilization that they had ever known without being supervised. The brown-haired girl sighed and let her legs carry her forward.
"If we get eaten alive by a Bigfoot out here, it'll be your fault."
"Don't worry, Bigfoot doesn't have claws like that,"
she scoffed. Noi's capacity for humor in this situation was borderline annoying.
"I'll keep my $10, by the way," came a reply.
The pair walked slowly, following the trail of strange footprints on the ground. It didn't look like any animal footprint Ellie was familiar with. Certainly not a wolf's or bear's, judging from the pronged shape. Her companion took a photo of the tracks on their phone, zooming in on the image and seemingly pondering over it for a few moments, her flashlight staying trained on the ground, illuminating the edges of the fresh tracks.
It looks like a fly's footstep.
A fly's?
Yeah, or something like that.
How do you know?
A few months ago, Mom baked cupcakes for me, and a fly walked all over it while it was cooling. It looked kind of similar.
So, Mothman,
Ellie half-jokingly suggested. Noi chuckled.
I don't think the Mothman has giant insect legs.
The conversation helped soothe her nerves as the two continued their way through the thick undergrowth. A loose bush or root brushing against her calf occasionally startled her, and her hand still nervously twitched the flashlight around to invisible shadows in the dark. But at least she wasn't alone. At least it wasn't too quiet. Ellie's feet were starting to burn, the sneakers on them more suitable to the streets of the inner city she lived in, rather than the great outdoors. She reached into her jacket and pulled out her phone, giving a quick press to the side button. 12:37 a.m. They had been walking for almost 2 hours now. She reached forwards to give a tap to Noi's shoulders and asked if they could have a break. But as she did, they stopped dead in their tracks again and threw an arm back, colliding with her own and nearly making her smack herself in the face.
"Hey, next time watch...
look!"
Ellie stepped to the side, a slightly annoyed expression on her face as she peered over. What she saw made her heart sink into her stomach. She had trembled and nearly dropped the flashlight. The tracks ended at the foot of the tree. One of its branches had been violently ripped off. There was a strange, dark-colored resin splattered on the trunk, which shined as the light passed over them.
We should get a sample of that.
I'll take care of it,
Ellie replied. The girl took a small glass vial out and stepped up to the tree, lining up the rim with the resin. It was a viscous mix of black and dark red, taking a few hard shakes to get it to the bottom of the container. Even then, it was too little to be of much use, so she decided to take a little more. She stepped forward, getting a closer look at the trunk. Something snagged on her shin and snapped.
Ellie, look out!
She turned, hearing something swish from the branches. A gray blur. Then, cold. Her eyes slowly opened, taking in the world above. A pitch-black mass of branches and leaves with a few specks of moonlight punching through. She blinked. It felt like her head had been smashed with a sledgehammer, the juices in her brain swirling around like a whirlpool. It hurt like hell to even think. Strangely, her head and shoulders were resting on something warm, although her elbows were dug into the dirt. Fighting through the terrible throbbing, she leaned forward ever so slightly and attempted to view her surroundings.
Oh my God.
Ellie's thoughts screamed through the pain.
Oh my God.
It looked like a branch at first, but hanging from the top of a nearby tree was unmistakably an angular, mantis-like limb, serrated with black, barbed claws. She squinted. There were two of them, hanging down from a long branch, leading up to an alien mouth of knife-like teeth that vaguely dripped with some sort of shiny liquid, attached to a gray, bug-like body with a plated exoskeleton glinting in the moonlight. Two hidden arms tightly gripped the branch it was perched on top of. Four hairy legs ended in padded and thorned feet, which buried themselves into other branches and stabilized the creature. Ellie's eyes welled up with tears as her blood went ice cold. The monstrous entity turned and stared at the three next to it with two soulless, pits-like eyes, and reached out with a long, vaguely humanoid arm. The ash-gray skin of its hands were stretched like saran wrap over its decrepit bones and joints, its inhumanly long arms snaking over and gripping the branch of a nearby tree. In the blink of an eye, the creature had jumped onto the branch. Ellie wanted to scream, but a firm hand clapped over her mouth. Her eyes met noise as she looked up and realized that she was lying in their lap. They put a trembling finger to their lips, their eyes welling up. The two stayed there in the darkness for what seemed like an eternity, their black jackets draped over them as camouflage. The brown-haired girl breathed into her friend's palm and clapped her eyes shut, trying to calm herself. Her lower leg dug uncomfortably into the thick roots of the tree they were next to. The moist soil stained her bare arms. God, her head hurt. Three beams of light cut through the darkness from a distance, causing the pair to snap their heads in the direction of the radiance. Three flashlights glowed in the distance, steadily approaching the pair. Ellie's mouth filled with dread as she realized that they were walking right into the path of that horrible monster, and nudged Noy's leg sharply with her elbow. They glared back and shook their head. She nudged them harder. Noy wavered, then slowly nodded in agreement. They wouldn't just let them take their friends. The alien creature slowly turned its head in the same direction, the joints of its neck giving a dreadful crack. It stared at the incoming flashlights, its gaping mouth opening like a trapdoor. Two teens, one with black hair and one with brown, carefully stood up next to the tree behind it. The creature prepared to spring forward, right at their friends. One of them breathed in.
Hey!
Noy cried. A beam launched from her hand and bathed the creature in light, illuminating its dreadful features,
The monster turned and flew forward with an ear-piercing screech. Noi dropped the flashlight and ducked to the side, immediately helping up Ellie as the creature crashed into the tree and stunned itself. The two began sprinting as fast as they could into the pitch-black depths of the forest, their legs burning with pain as they passed tree after tree, their own tears streaming behind them and dribbling on their clothes. Although the shouts of their friends pursued them some distance behind, they had no choice but to run until their muscles felt like they would tear themselves off at any moment. Further and further into the darkness, their panting became strained and heavy, taking in desperate breaths of humid air with flushing faces. Ellie's heart was a war drum thumping in her chest, which itself felt like it was on fire.
"Wait, Ellie, stop!"
Noi jumped forward and wrapped their arms around her waist in a futile attempt to stop her. Her legs twisted, stumbling over her friend's arms. The earth disappeared underneath her feet. The pair came tumbling forward, both screaming in terror as the darkness enveloped them in a prison of dirt and wood. They fell down into the earth. Her eyelids parted, her cheek burned. It smelled like iron. Ellie felt at her head, picking a twig from her hair and wiping something wet from her face. She looked down at her stained palm. Blood. Her breathing was surprisingly steady despite the bleeding and the shock of the fall. Her gaze turned forward. Lying a few feet in front of her was Noi, groaning quietly. She crawled over on all fours and gently shook them.
"Hey, Noi, wake up."
It took a few firm shakes, but their eyes eventually shot open. They groaned and rubbed their head.
"Where are we?"
Ellie looked up, taking in their surroundings.
"I don't know."
The landscape around them seemed almost like another planet. In front of them was a foreboding giant of a tree, its long canopy stretching out like the head of an overgrown mushroom. Its leaves had a crimson touch to them, caused by some sort of strange, spore-like growth lined along its branches. And its broad trunk and roots looked as if they had been there for thousands of years. No other tree stood near, the ones nearest to it looking frail and withered, like it was sucking out the nutrients from them. It stood there in the ethereal moonlight, something between God and a serial killer.
"Holy hell,"
Noi uttered. Ellie turned, seeing them right next to her, staring at the same tree. All thoughts of the creature temporarily went away as they cautiously approached it.
"Oh my God."
Noi's voice cracked and went out by the end of their sentence. Ellie retched, nearly throwing up right then and there. A torn apart, dismembered body lay at the base of the tree. Pieces of withered limbs and hunting jacket scattered around a rotting case of bones and organs. The same growths that lined the branches of the tree filled the empty eye sockets and spaces between the ribs. A pale hand lay on one of the roots. It wasn't just a single human body either. Dozens, perhaps hundreds, of bones lay scattered around the tree. Remnants of the forest's residents lay down like some unholy shrine. Bile rose to her throat. She leaned over to the side and hurled onto the ground. The realization hit the two of them like a brick. The crimson growth lining the branches of the tree were pulsing. They were eggs. Something rustled the forest floor leaves behind them. They turned, expecting a massive insectoid limb with razor-sharp claws to lash out and rip them apart instantly. Instead, they saw a boy in a gray hoodie stumbling down the cliff they had fallen from. Scurrying out of the darkness, with eyes wide as saucers, he looked as if he had just witnessed a murder.
Ash, are you okay?
Noi called.
Yeah, are you?
Kind of. Where are the others?
Not far behind. They're trying to fight off that thing. What's that thing behind you?
Ellie and Noi looked at each other, then to Ash.
Eggs.
What? Ellie walked over, wiping her mouth.
Ash, we need to burn this thing to the ground. Otherwise, this whole forest will be infested with those things.
He looked around, trying to think of something. I have an aerosol can. You got a lighter? Ellie thought for a moment before grabbing her jacket and shuffling through it.
Must be in here somewhere.
Her memory stayed true. The cold metal of their Zippo lighter brushed up against her hand like ice. She pulled out from the depths of her jacket as Ash searched through his own bag for his spray can. A screech, followed by a chorus of shouts, echoed in the distance.
They're nearby,
Noi sputtered. Hold on, Ash replied. He continued to shift through his bag, the two others looking around with worried glances as those alien screams grew louder and louder. Four human voices became audible. With them came the sound of bushes shaking and branches rattling.
Ash, hold on.
They heard Micah cry out from the distance. Finally, Ash wrenched the can out from his backpack, giving it a strong shake.
Now light it.
Another screech came down from the hill behind them. Ellie took a deep breath and flicked the wheel. No flame. She flicked it again. Nothing.
Come on,
Noi shouted. A screech came from the cliff behind them. Ellie's hands trembled as she flicked the wheel one more time. The air in front of her immediately burst into a fiery wind, bathing the tree trunk into flame. She could barely hear the aerosol can over the sound of the burning gas, which ignited the eggs inside the corpse and the branches of the tree. Nor could she hear the sound of something bounding across the ground behind her. The wind was knocked out of her as she fell to the side with Ash, clutching her stomach. Her mouth opened to scream as the creature grabbed her throat with its bony hands and reached desperately across the ground for something to defend herself with. The inferno behind her caused sweat to drip into her eyes and blind her. She held on to something hot and wooden as the creature drew her towards its dreadful mouth that smelled like rotten flesh, lined with knife-like teeth that could bite a cow in half. It opened wide to swallow her whole, prompting her to thrust the burning branch she held straight into its gaping jaw. It roared with excruciating pain, amplified by Noi smashing it on the leg with their baton from behind. Dropping her onto the ground, the cryptid bounded off into the darkness like a massive grasshopper, tearing branches from trees in its wake. Ellie lied on the soil, both of her hands singed and her cheek still bleeding. A mix of footsteps resounded nearby as the ancient tree continued to disintegrate in a massive pillar of fire. Adrenaline still pumped through her veins and stress still crowded her mind, but her body was a broken machine that could continue no longer. Her eyes began to shut. Right before she passed out, someone with short, black hair lifted her onto their shoulders. The two stared at the tree line in the distance, the warm breeze blowing through their hair. Ellie's fingers traced the surface of the ledge they sat on, the same one they sat on 2 days ago. Noi looked at her.
Your cheek doing all right?
Yeah. She traced the band-aid covering the cut. There was another one patching the wound she received from the cinder block trap that first knocked her out.
My legs still hurt like hell, though,
she continued. Miraculously, all seven of them had come back alive from the expedition, wounded to various degrees, but alive. Plus, more of them also managed to bring back evidence of the creature's existence, which would definitely get them a lot of money from other curious investigators once they'd returned to this city.
Same here. At least the others are doing fine. Micah's gash is starting to heal. Oh, I can't wait to come back home and have to explain to my mom how I got so messed up.
Noi snickered.
Good luck. You'll need it.
There was a short silence as the morning birds chirped from afar.
You owe me $10 now, by the way.
Ellie scoffed.
I was asleep. That's unfair.
Rules are rules. She smiled, her gaze fixed once more at the trees across the field. She was sure of it. There was far more lurking in the depths of that ancient forest than what they encountered that night. Although they managed to destroy the eggs, the beast itself was still out there, waiting for them. For now, though, she laid back on the rock and relaxed. They could return to the forest's depths another time.